Hey, are you eavesdropping? Well, great. I am glad you are here. You have entered the BGTY Nation environment, the Be Good to Yourself Nation environment today with me, Dr. Joy. I look forward to a great conversation with you, and it's all about letting no one take your joy away. Let's get started with this conversation. Oh no, I don't want to get up. Can I get more time? Of course not. This is not possible because I have to punch my employer's clock in about an hour and a half. So I jumped up, turned on the shower, wet my face, looked into the mirror, trying to focus on all the things I have to do before work, during work, and then after work. I stepped in the shower. Oh, the warm water. It feels so good. I'm feeling so relaxed. And my thoughts, now they are totally in the no worry zone. Can I stay here forever? Oh my gosh. I quickly got up and got out of my woo-saw moment and yelled, "I'm almost done!" I quickly washed, completed my morning routine, and was on my way to begin my day. Oops, I did it again. You know what I'm talking about. That life thing. Those expectations that comes day to day, full throttle life moments that you just can't get away with. You want to scream because it sometimes can be too much. Go ahead and do it. Do it. Do you feel better now that you've done it? Can you breathe? Are you ready to tackle those life moments with a new perspective? Let me help you. I'm Dr. Joy, and today we're going to focus on 5 ways to find joy in every moment. Never have I ever focused on joy. Never have I ever calmed down enough to control my emotions to find joy. Never have I ever thought life could challenge me in this way. I am beginning this conversation today with these thoughts of never have I ever. Why? It's because today I want you to focus on 5 ways to find joy in every moment. And by the end of our conversation, you will be able to say, I can have joy in every moment. I can be good to myself. So I want to start off with 1, authenticity. What does that mean? That means in order to find joy in every moment, you must be you. You must be true to yourself. Not to the Joneses down the street, not to the employer who has these expectations of you, not to your spouse or to your parents, but to you. Authenticity means that you are going to genuinely be yourself, whatever that is. Don't pretend. Don't pretend to be someone else. Be who you are. And let no one take your joy away. Because when you pretend, guess what happens? You don't have joy in pretending because there's so many opportunities that you can mess up when you're pretending. But if you're you, then what you get is what you get. You have to believe in yourself, believe in how strong you can be. I remember that my husband, one just out of the blue, brought home a card for me because I was dealing with something. And I opened up the card and it said, believe in how strong you are. So authenticity is the first step in finding joy in every moment. The second step is to find the positive and focus on it. Life hits us in so many ways. Ups and downs, to the right, to the left, down the street. Life is life. That's what it is. And it can be so consuming of us. So my suggestion is to find the positive in those life moments and focus on that. If your mind takes you to the negative side, bring it back to be positive. If your mind takes you to the angry side of yourself, bring it back to the positive. You can find a positive in everything that you do, no matter how angry, sad, upset, whatever it is. Just remember that something positive can come out of that. The third step of finding joy is to laugh, cry, and breathe. Laugh, cry, breathe. You're wondering like, oh my gosh, you're so right. I am when it comes to that because I've experienced that myself. I have to laugh at those life moments sometimes. And after I finish laughing, I have to cry about that same thing that hit me, that thing called life. And then after I cry, I have to do a woosah and breathe. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Oh my gosh, just doing it just now just took some tension off of my shoulders because life can tear you apart if you let it. What you have to do is know that that joy, that emotion that is inside of you, that's what's giving you your happiness. That's what's going to let you know that no matter what's going on in life, you can handle it because you have joy inside of you. When you have that joy inside, that is something that no one can take away. Remember that it is a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is external. Joy is internal. So all of those thoughts that you may be angry about, sad about, whatever life moment it may be, just remember inside of you, bring out that positive, bring out that joy so you can laugh about it, you can cry about it, and then you can breathe. The fourth step in order to find joy in every moment is to accomplish what you set out to do. One thing that I take so serious in life is when I say I'm going to do something, I'm truly going to do it. You as an individual have to be able to do that as well. Don't say you're going to do something when you're really thinking of something else or how to get out of it or just leaving the situation or the person by the wayside. You want to make sure that you're authentic. You want to make sure that you accomplish what you set out to do. And usually when you accomplish that, well, guess what it brings to that life moment? It brings you joy. And that is what you want. You want that internal feeling, that internal emotion of joy, because again, no one can take it away. And the last step that I feel you need in order to find joy in every moment is to ask, seek, and knock. And if you don't know what that is, it's something spiritual to me. It comes from Matthew 7:7. And it says that if you ask, it will be given. If you seek, it will be given. If you knock at that door and pray, it will be given. I truly believe spiritually in this. Asking, seeking, and knocking for what I need in my life, for what I want in my life, for me tackling all of those life moments, for me having the joy inside of me and knowing that no one can take that away. So what I want for you is for you to be good to yourself, for you to think about the five ways that I mentioned today to find joy in every moment. It's not harder than you think, but it is a BGTY mindset. Have a mantra, and that can help you to, again, know that no one can take your joy away because it's inside of you. So this is a mantra that I do on, I can say on a daily basis, because it's something that I feel that I can do repetitively in order to make sure that I remember that I can have this joy in every moment. So when you get the opportunity, I want you to take out your mirror and I want you to say, mirror, mirror on the wall, what can I say to find joy in all? I can BGTY, be good to yourself. I can be me. I can laugh, cry, breathe, and then press the reset button. I can accomplish anything. I can ask, seek, and knock to my Most High God. That is the things that really moves me and move me in order to continue to find that joy. So whatever you feel is important to you, say those things to the mirror. Look at yourself and say it. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What can I say to find joy in all? I can. And whatever your I can statements are, state them loud, proud, and clear so that you will know that finding joy in every moment can be accomplished. Let me know if you tried these steps to bring joy to your life. Chat with me on Instagram, on Facebook, in the comment section, because guess what? This is a conversation. This is not about Dr. Joy. This is a conversation. And I know I'm not alone when I speak of finding joy in life moments. I look forward to the conversation down in the comment section so we can continue to find joy in every moment. Have a great day, everyone. And I will see you again next week.